This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So, have you been thinking about an open concept? Or how to fix up the basement and have that man cave you've always wanted? Or maybe it's time to look into solar for your house. You've come to the right place. It's time for the Home Improvement Show, built by Creative Construction of Wisconsin and powered by Current Electric. Let's turn it over to big time Mike McGivern.
Welcome to the Home Improvement Show, built by Creative Construction of Wisconsin and powered by the superheroes at Current Electric on 1250 AM The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern, my co-host this week. He's the owner of Creative Construction of Wisconsin. He's Bingo Emmons. Bingo, how you doing this week?
We're doing really good. I'm doing great. We had a great week. We had something. I got seven brothers and sisters. We all worked in a family business at one time or another. So my sister sent her nephew, 16-year-old nephew, to come up with us and work for.
Hey,
it's amazing. Their cousins was Zach, Zach's cousin.
Yep.
And I can't believe how much alike they are.
Really?
And, they barely know each other. So anyways, it was just exciting to watch. As a kid, he's got issues where, his mom's like, well, all he does is play video games all night long. And he's actually still sleeping from yesterday. but he's been working with Aaron. And I said, no, he's nothing like that at all. I mean, he's going to bed 8:30 at night. He's up by 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning. He's going to work with Aaron and the crews and stuff. And it was almost like a little tear-jerker moment. Aaron was videotaping him. A customer came up and says, how do you do these cracks? We've been doing the same way for hundreds of years, dusting in cracks. And he was actually showing a customer, because people walk by our job sites and you want to know how we do some of these stuff when we show them. We're not afraid. So anyways, he was showing them, and it was just really neat to watch, somebody, a 16-year-old kid just turned into a whole different person in just 1 week. It was very exciting for me.
Yeah. Hey, Bingo, and it's really cool that that's a family member, but I think you and I I've seen it in a different arena when it comes to athletics. But for kids, when they start to take pride in something they're doing, the way they walk, the way they interact with people just completely changes. Hey, Bingo, we're having a little trouble with your phone. So I think, Mitch, do we want to call him back? Hey, Bingo, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. You just went out for a little bit.
Yeah, okay. Hey, let's do this. Let's bring on our special guest. And I know he works for you. And we've had some conversations about Eric and the kind of work he does for you guys. And really happy that he's able to join us today. Eric Mishevsky. With Creative Construction Wisconsin. Eric, how you doing today?
I'm doing really good.
Hey, man, I appreciate you coming on. I understand you listen to this show every once in a while.
Every time Bingo's on.
Every time. Well, don't tell Ray Hoffman that.
we'll keep that between us.
Yeah, well,
I'm pretty sure everyone just heard it. But
yeah, that's all right. Ray will be okay with that. Let's talk, Eric, a little bit about your background. Where'd you grow up? Did you grow up in this area?
I actually grew up in Milwaukee on 83rd Street, 83rd and Howard.
Where'd you go to high school?
I went to Bradley Tech.
Man, Milwaukee, a Trojan. Milwaukee Tech, Trojan. Did you know at that point, Eric, that early on that the trades is something you're going to get involved in?
Well, I've always been hands-on, and I've always wanted to do something with my hands. I wasn't quite sure. I wanted to be a plumber. I wanted to be a welder. I wanted to do a lot of things, but I ended up being a carpenter.
Man, well, and talking to Bingo, there's a lot of things that you bring to the table, and I know Creative Construction Wisconsin is really happy to have you on their team. How long have you worked there?
About 3 years now.
Yeah, good 3 years?
A very, very good 3 years, yeah.
Hey, what...
Creative Construction's really nice in the sense that, it's not just carpentry. I mean, just the other week I was welding. I get to do so many different things. Solve so many different problems. It's a great feeling to be able to fix this wide variety of stuff, you know?
And, you know, Eric, when you work for a company that's six generations, almost seven, and 90 years, 95 years of being in business, if you have a question or you're not sure how to do something, you know there's somebody there that's done it 50 times.
Oh, always. And it's a good environment, too, because everyone's willing to help. You know, Bingo has huge, wide knowledge of pretty much everything home-related. You know, he's taught me so much in the short time I've been there. And, you know, I've grown exponentially since I started with Creative Construction.
Hey, Bingo, when you have a guy like Eric that you send out to a job site, it's almost like, okay, look, he's going to take care of that. Let's move on. What's next?
Yeah, I know Eric for a long time. I remember, you know, when he first started, you know, he was with Story Hill for a while. He first started, he was going through stuff. And I remember when he was really brand new. And, he just learned stuff. And as things went on, he got better and better. And now at the point where I just basically just give him an address and he just goes there and does the job, you know, how much he's improved. And he's, you know, we use him, he turns out he's really, really good at historical restoration. He had a natural ability to it, and people weren't using him for that. I found something in him that he didn't even know he had. And he's really good at restoring old stuff, and for our business, it was a perfect fit. You know what I mean? A lot of people just want to just take bathrooms, just take stuff apart, put it back together and stuff, but he can take, you know, a window, lead glass window, and if someone has, you know, built it 1890s or something like this, he can actually make it from scratch and replace it. And it's just something that's, you know, it's very proud for me to watch him grow into this position.
Hey, Bingo, when you had sent me those pictures, I think it was early June, something like that, of that deck that you guys are so proud of, that another company started, and then they walked away from it. And I believe it was Eric that you sent over there, and the pictures were unbelievable, and the pride that the homeowner had and the work that Eric did. But he walked into a project that a company had started and then said, look, we can't finish this. And you guys stepped in and you sent Eric over there. Those pictures were unbelievable of that finished project.
Yeah, he actually turned around. He changed some of the designs around a little bit, you know, just to make everything go. And it's a beautiful. That's why I sent you some pictures of it. It's just beautiful how he does it. Because, you know, we're a plaster stucco company, but we do things that are, you know. And what Eric's really good at is, you know, the jobs where people don't want to do or can't figure it out. That's what he's good at. And that was the thing. That was a task where, you know, they hired somebody else. They couldn't figure it out. And then Eric figured a way to level out the whole roof and put this deck that's just gorgeous.
Hey, Eric, when you get assigned to a project like that, I've got to believe that that's something that keeps you up at night thinking about a way to get this jigsaw puzzle to fit, right?
It's constantly. Every job I get, you know, most of the jobs I'll go there, I'll look at it, and I just know instantly what to do. You know, a lot of it's pretty straightforward, at least to me. But something like this deck, where there's a lot of different variables, you know, I'll go in, I'll know kind of how to get started. But then at the end of the day, I'm like, well, how do I figure, you know, X, Y, and Z out? But then I'll go home, I'll sleep on it, and then the next day, I got a solution. And so far, I've never not been able to find a solution, you know?
Hey, on that deck project, and I just found those pictures, and it was June 4th that Bingo had sent these to me. The finished product is unbelievable to look at. But when you got there and the company that had started it and then walked away from it, you got to feel, your heart really goes out to a homeowner with situations like that.
Well, situations like that, it is kind of sad that some contractors will do stuff like that. You know, we hear a lot where they'll go bid a job or look at it, quote it, whatever, and the customer will just never hear from them again. And then eventually, you know, they call Bingo, and then we take those jobs. That's what we do.
Guys,
Bingo loves those jobs. He thrives in those jobs because his favorite joke is that he pawns it off on me.
You know what? Not a bad guy, Bingo. Not a bad guy to pawn that off to.
Well, yeah, he's not going to pawn it off on him. But it's like I look at a job like this, and then all of a sudden he'll start complaining and start worrying about it. Once he starts worrying about it and he decides he wants to do it, I don't have to worry about it anymore. I probably shouldn't tell him that, but this is what I do. He goes like, oh, I don't know. man, this is going to be a pain. You know, maybe this is going to be hard to do. I'm going to have to do this. I'm going to do that. As soon as he starts talking like that, okay, I'm done. He's got to figure it out.
He'll figure it out. Hey, Eric, your background, and we had talked about this, you spent some time with a local plumber and then went over and worked with Tom and the people at Story Hill Renovations with bathrooms and kitchens. All of that kind of got you ready to go to a company like Creative Construction Wisconsin, because when Big O says, look, we're known as a plaster stucco company, but there are so many other things that we do, and I know that firsthand, Eric. If I told you a couple of the jobs that I had Zach and the team come over and help me on, some of those were plaster and stucco, and some were, you know, other things outside of what you're best known for. But I think that the history of working for a plumber and then working at Story Hill and then coming to Creative Construction, I think that got you really prepared for these kinds of projects.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. It's just a wide variety of things, you know. With the plumbing, you know, I got a good sense of, like, you know, metalwork and how things flow, water management, you know, all that. It's, I know it doesn't sound like it would relate to carpentry, but when you look at a roof and you think of how the water runs off of this stuff, you know, that's really important. And it seems like that's a step a lot of some of these repair guys will skip. You know, the water management is just not there sometimes, and it's really sad for the customer. But you know, all these different things that I do, you know, it's a match made in heaven, Creative Construction.
And for you, a guy that doesn't want to, like, for you to have to come and sit in an office for 8 hours a day, I think would probably drive you nuts.
It would be miserable for me. I would not like that.
Hey, when you talk about water management, is that a big part of your day to day and kind of what you would kind of put your hat on as far as what the lead stuff that you do for Creative Construction Wisconsin is?
Well, I would say about 40% of our job is, you know, things that were caused by water, maybe more. It's all about finding the source. That's what Bingo's really good at. I'm really good at it. And then, of course, we find the solution, the underlying cause. We go and we fix it. And then we fix the aesthetics. Make everything look pretty and buttoned up.
Well, and that was my, hey, just so you know, that was my first go-around with you guys when we had water coming in to our kitchen. And you almost could have taken a shower, right? That's the water's coming in. We had to get that roof fixed, and there was a big bubble in our kitchen. And, you know, Zach came out, and I can tell you my first experience with Creative Construction of Wisconsin, Zach said, look, there's a chance we're going to have to redo the whole ceiling in the kitchen, and I'm not going to know it until I take this down. And once I take it down, hopefully it ends here. And if it ends here, we'll just have to do this part. But if it continued, we're going to have to do the whole one. And I thought in my head, man, there's no doubt in my mind he's going to come back and say we're going to have to do the whole ceiling. And he came back and said, hey, you got a little lucky this time. We're not going to have to do the whole ceiling, so the cost is going to be quite a bit less. Here's what we're going to do. And when he walked out, I mean, that's when my wife put his phone, you know, number on speed dial. Because she said, that young man I trust. You know, Michael, we would have not known. He could have came to us and said, we got to do the whole thing. And he didn't. He was like, this is all we have to do right here. And not only that, but then they recommended, okay, call Kern Electric if you wanted to put in new lighting, and which was a match made in heaven. I mean, two of the sponsors of this show, the two sponsors, are right from there, that Bingo recommended and Zach recommended. And I just I thank you guys a lot. And if you hear our commercials, Eric, you know that not only me, but my wife really thanks them too.
Oh, yeah, I can imagine. That happens a lot. You know, you never know what the job is till you open it up. But, you know, we don't want to tear apart a ceiling unless we have to. We really don't. So it worked out.
And understand, really, hey, Eric, understand, because you live in that bubble, that there's a lot of stories that I hear, right? People will walk up to me in a grocery store and say, hey, aren't you that guy that does the home improvement show? And I go, yeah. Well, let me tell you what happened to me. 2 years ago, we had this company come out. They ripped everything apart. I couldn't get a hold of them for 6 months. We paid 75% up front. You know, those kind of stories, and I'm sure you hear about them too. I mean, the people that, that deck that you had to do, you know, that for that company just to walk away from it and leave that homeowner in the lurch, you hear about those a lot. So when Zach said, we're only going to have to do a quarter of the ceiling, not the whole thing, it just kind of jumps off the pages. Okay, we're working with a company that's really honest.
Well, that's the goal. You know, it really makes me cringe when I hear about some of these stories that people go through. Like, how do companies like this even exist? It blows my mind, you know, because we've never been that way at any company I've ever worked for. And I can't understand it. But, yeah. I mean, of course, you know, luckily, there are people like us around that are more than willing to do these things and stick with it until we get the job done.
100%. Call creativeconstruction.com. Callcreativeconstruction.com is their website. And we're going to continue throughout the hour to talk to Eric Bishevsky. He has been with Creative Construction Wisconsin for 3 years, and he does a little bit of everything. 40 to 45%, he said, of his day-to-day is water management. And we're going to talk about that part on the other side of the break. My co-host this week, the owner of Creative Construction of Wisconsin, he is Bingo Emmons. This is the Home Improvement Show. Built, boy, I'm going to say Creative Construction of Wisconsin a whole lot today. That's who's built this show, powered by Kern Electric, home of the superhero, only on 1250 AM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Home Improvement Show, built by Creative Construction Wisconsin, powered by Kern Electric, home of the superhero. Man, the Bodines, forgot how good the Bodines were. Man, Waukesha Band, and perfect song for this show, Good Things is the name of the song. And we're talking Creative Construction Wisconsin today. My co-host is Bingo Emmons. He's the owner of Creative Construction Wisconsin, Eric Mishevsky. Boy, I'm bad with last names. That was a better one, right, Eric?
Yeah, good job.
Yeah, hey, by the way, the other night I was in here recording promos. I called everybody that's ever worked for Creative Construction Wisconsin. And couldn't get, finally got a hold of you, but called Sam and called Deb and called Zach and called Bingo. I just had to figure out how to pronounce your last name because I didn't want to butcher it for the promo. Hey, when you talk about water management, Eric, can we talk a little bit about what that means? You know, for you guys, that makes sense. But for a homeowner, when you need to go out and talk to somebody about that part of their home, what is it that you're talking to them about?
Well, it's all rainwater, really. Rainwater, humidity, condensation, whatever. You know, it all ties together. So it's just the direction of which way water runs, you know. And if it's done poorly, it's obviously getting in your house.
You know, people don't understand the if they've never had water damage, they don't understand how much damage water, even just seeping into your house, can cause.
Oh, yeah. I've seen the worst of the worst. Whole sides of houses taken apart just because something was done slightly wrong. It can, you know, over the course of 50, whatever years, you know, it can do a lot of damage, especially if it's not addressed.
Yeah, it really can. I know that obviously our roof had a problem that we didn't know about, but when once it did and once it started coming in and coming into the kitchen and you could see the bubble happening, you literally could just sit there and watch it get bigger. You knew that this was going to be a major problem, and it's something that we didn't think about or even know had a chance to happen. But once it did happen, you know, to have everything done, not only the roof, but then having to have the ceiling in the kitchen, man, there's some money that's coming out of your pocket to get all that fixed. Eric, you there?
Oh, yeah. No, it can be really costly. The key is to find it early and fix it, address the issue. The longer it sits, the more it's going to cost you, really. I mean, I would just bite the bullet right away and get it fixed, whatever the issue is.
Hey, when you guys are out at another job, Bingo, and I'll ask you this, and you notice something that could cause some problems in the near future when it comes to water damage. Is that something that you bring up to the customer and say, hey, look, it doesn't matter if it's us or somebody else, but you better understand that this might happen soon?
Yeah, that happens, and you got to be careful too, because when you're on a job, you're talking to them. The first thing to do is, oh my God, he's a salesman. He's just trying to add more work, and that's sometimes a problem. You say, hey man, now look at that. There's no kickoff flashings up here. You can see how it comes off the roof. And you can see how the stones are turning to another color over here. You got algae starting to grow. If algae starting to grow, that means it's getting to the wood, because algae can't grow unless it's in contact with wood. And you can talk to them about that stuff, and all he's doing is, so you have to be careful how you say it. So a lot of times that's what I'll say is, you might want to get a second opinion, and I'll tell them who my competitors are. If they want, they can call them. But you want to tell them, but here's the thing that it happens, and Eric can also say this. We'll go in there and say, you got to fix the leak first. They say, okay, well, they're coming next Thursday. And then we always say, no, let's wait to make sure the leak is fixed. Because, I'll plaster a kitchen ceiling, right? And then they said, oh, no, but plumbers came up there. He just caulked it. It's all done. And then we'll fix like this and say, hey, your plaster's starting to peel. And then we'll open it up, and then sure enough, it's still leaking. And then you're like, well, now they feel like, well, doesn't your work guaranteed or something? If we go through a lot of sticky situations here. But we got to get the leak fixed first. And roof leaks, especially this was a good year. A couple of years ago, we had a lot of ice damming. There's a lot of leaks that happen like that. And Eric's good at that. Eric was actually working on a sample yesterday. We're actually doing a presentation to the building inspectors July 13th. We're going to show them how stucco and stone is supposed to be properly done. And Eric actually did the roofing and the siding of it, part two, to show them what to look for. Because I'm looking at houses now that are 6-7 years old, and they're disintegrating. I mean, chimneys are coming down. Walls are coming in. Mold is getting really bad. The stuff that's happening, from lack of workers, things are just, people are cutting corners, they're skipping things. They're buying windows. Me and Zach and Johnny was going to a condominium complex. It's not even that old. And they got, and we opened up a wall on the inside. It goes right to the stucco on the outside.
Oh.
You can see it right away. The wood is, all the sheathing, everything's just gone. It's just disintegrating. And I know that Eric's seen a lot of that. You go in and open it up and say, there's no wood here. It's all gone.
Boy, that make you know that's sad, because when you talk about a house only 7, 8, 9 years old, that's something that should not be happening. And I feel bad for the homeowners. I feel bad for the people that are going to have to get that fixed if they want to stay in that house. Hey, Eric, I did a little bit of research and started looking up different ways to prevent rainwater from damming somebody's home. And it seems like every article that I looked at, it started with your gutters. You got to clean everything. Make sure you're up there. Make sure you have somebody. Make sure maybe gutter guards or something like that to make sure that the gutters are cleaned. And almost every one of them said you're going to want to go up there multiple times per year to clean that out. Do you see that is the main problem that people have when it comes to water coming in?
I wouldn't say it's the main problem, but it's definitely a big problem. The gutters can cause a lot of problems. It can cause your soffits to rot out. That overfilling will spill over the drainage planes and stuff, and just really wreak havoc, I mean, it can even, bad downspouts can screw up your foundation, too. Again, the key to a house that's going to last a long, long time is water management.
100%. Hey, if it's not, if for you it's not the gutters, what would either 1B or 2B as far as people having issues with water coming in, other than gutters, is it the roof then?
I would say flashing or the lack of flashings. So Bingo was talking about kickout flashings. That directs the flashings away from openings in the house along the roof line. So all that water will hit the wall and the roof, and it'll want to drain down into one little corner. And if you don't have this kickout, the kickout is like a cricket, for anyone who might know roofing. It just pushes the water away from the side of the house so it doesn't just run down into the side. It puts it directly into the gutter and then into your downspout.
Yeah.
And yeah, a lot of the times houses are missing those, even brand new houses. It's kind of sad, really.
Yeah, it's really sad when people have you come out. Have there been many times that you're having a hard time figuring out where the water's coming in from, or is it pretty obvious to a guy like you?
Well, every situation's a little different, but most of the time it's a flashing issue. You know, a lot of the times it's just like, oh, hey, there's no kick out. Okay, there's the problem. That really is most of it, it seems. But sometimes we'll get on a roof and, you know, we'll even see like, hey, there's a piece of step flashing missing here. Or even one time we went onto a really old roof and there was a little tiny nail hole in the copper flashing on a chimney. And you could feel the air getting sucked in. So just imagine what happens when rain is hitting that. It's just sucking that water in.
Hey,
you know, those little tiny things can really go unnoticed.
100%. Hey, I got a text from a friend of mine that asked if I would get an answer from you on this. For the last 10 years, the rain runoff from their neighbor's roof has flowed downhill into their property. And it floods their backyard patio and seeps a little bit into their basement. And they went to the neighbor. The house has been sold here in the last year. They went to the neighbor and said, look, we're having an issue with this. And the neighbor, who was very kind, said, look, I'll look into it, but I don't really know what to do from my end. Any suggestions on what that neighbor can do to not have the rain run off into the neighbor's backyard?
Well, you could either, I'm not sure what the situation is, if they're missing a gutter or if the downspout's directing right into the yard. In some situations, just repitch the grade around your house so it pushes the water away, and then maybe put a French drain in. I mean, that might be some of the simplest issues, but again, every situation's different. You know, there's a few things you can do.
I love the fact these neighbors are working together to solve the problem. You know, the neighbor who just bought the house could say, hey, man, that's not on me. You know, sorry about that, but you're going to have to do something from your end. If these two guys got together and called Creative Construction Wisconsin, is that something, Eric, that you'd be able to look at and say, here's, I think this is probably going to be the fix?
We have done many fixes. We've dug trenches and applied drain tile, some French drains, you know, and just kind of redirected water and fixed a lot of messy situations, you know. I would say the overwhelming majority of times neighbors do work together. You know, they have a mutual achievement of fixing whatever problems that they need to fix, you know?
Yep. So, Alan,
it's a good thing. It really is.
Alan, if I am sure you're still listening because you just sent me that, go to callcreativeconstruction.com. Callcreativeconstruction.com. And my recommendation is, you know, let them know your neighborhood, and if they have a team or if Eric is in that neighborhood one day, he might be able to stop, take a look at it, and have a conversation with you and your new neighbor and get a fix for this. You've been dealing with it for 10 years, so next couple of months, you know, you'll be okay. But let Creative Construction Wisconsin take a look at it and see if they can fix that for you. We're going to get to a break. On the side of the break, Eric will continue. I've got a number of questions for him on a couple of different things. This is the Home Improvement Show, built by Creative Construction Wisconsin and powered by Current Electric, only on 1250 AM The Fan. Welcome back to the Home Improvement Show, built by Creative Construction Wisconsin, powered by Kern Electric, home of the superhero, only on 1250 AM, The Fan. My co-host this week, Bingo Emmons. Bingo, you know, you got to be so proud of Eric. And look, for me to just throw questions at him like this and for him to be able to answer these kind of questions on the fly, I think is impressive.
Oh, yeah. I wasn't worried about Eric. I know Eric for a long time. He was actually one of my students when he was with Sturgill. He took one of my carpenter courses, and he's also a certified, you know, project manager. So, I mean, I know Eric for a long time, and I know he can handle it. And, you know, he has to talk. He talks to customers daily, so, I mean he's right there.
Hey, Eric, you had talked when we had a conversation that you were in youth build to get your HSED and spend some time with Habitat for Humanity. Talk to me about that part of kind of your journey, the youth part of it. I think we're getting more kids involved in stuff like that. Was that during your high school years?
That was actually a little bit after my high school years. So I actually, you know, I knew I was doing something wrong with my life. I wasn't headed in the best of directions. But then I had found this program, Youth Build, and it, you know, it was like class. You get your HSED, High School Equivalency Diploma, and you actually earn money while you work for Habitat for Humanity while earning this diploma.
Boy, that gets you on the right path. Gets you on the right path quick, right?
Oh, definitely. It was a great journey. I actually found out I was, you know, this is something I really like to do. And, yeah, you know, I wanted to pursue it further, and then Story Hill had hired me. And then I learned a lot about houses with Story Hill. They're an amazing company to work with. I have nothing but good things to say about Story Hill.
Yeah, I'm Tom Mayville. I like that company a lot. Tom Mayville and I run into each other in really odd places, and he'll be sitting in a parking lot having a cup of coffee, and I happen to be there. It's just... yeah, he is a good guy. Hey, I got a text question from you had mentioned French Drain. French Drain's in the first segment. And question from another friend of mine. She asked, how deep do you need to go when you're going to do a home improvement project on your own? They're going to put in a French drain in the backyard, and they've heard a number of different things from 6 inches to 2 feet deep. And is there a recommendation that you would make when they're going to do this?
Well, I mean, I definitely wouldn't want it so close to the surface. 6 inches is definitely not enough. I mean, I guess it depends on the scenario. You know, a lot of people will just do dry wells too, where you just, you know, you dig a hole and you just run your gutter right into it. I mean, there's a few things you can do, you know. As far as French drain depth goes, it depends on the situation. And you want to make sure you call the utilities to make sure you're not digging any lines. I want to get that point across. It's, you know, could be dangerous if you don't know where stuff is.
Hey.
So, yeah, practice caution.
Eric, when somebody says, look, would you just explain to us what a French drain is? You know, the theme music a lot of times for this song is, or for the show, is Fanfare for the Common Man, because guys like me don't know a whole bunch of this. And I'll tell people I do a home improvement show, and if you knew me, you'd know how funny that is. But would you explain what a French drain, what that accomplishes for a homeowner?
So it's the easy way to put it. It's a pipe with little holes in it that you dig underground. And water then flows into this little gully, and the water actually gets to go into the earth as opposed to pool up along your yard. And it kind of disperses the water a little more evenly.
Are you putting anything into that, the drain? Are you putting rock?
Yeah. Oh, you fill it with gravel.
Okay.
It's a perforated drain tile specifically is what you want to use. And, I mean, some people will run it into places, you know, they'll take it down to the yard, to a slope, down to the street, or maybe in a backyard or a forested area. You know, it all depends on the situation.
Does a French drain need to have an exit then for the water?
In most cases, if you can do it, definitely. Definitely use that. But in some cases where it's, you know, you're living in a swamp, which, as we know, you know, there's a lot of that in Wisconsin, sometimes just having a place for that water to go and go into the ground, you know, that's better than just leaving surface water.
Hey, Bingo, I want to get back to what Eric talked about at the beginning of this segment. And that's, look, you know, life-wise, when he was younger, out of high school, was kind of going different directions. And once he got involved in the HSED program, it kind of gave him a direction very similar to what you and I talked about to start the show. And that is the 16-year-old that he's not playing video games all night anymore. He's going to bed, he's getting up, he's going to work. And the difference in this young man in a week's span, you know, similar to what Eric was going through as far as, you know, not knowing exactly what he should be doing. It just seems to me we hear more and more stories like that.
Yeah, and that's what Mike Rowe, you know, I'm part of Skills USA. We always talk about that. There's a group of people out there that want to work with their hands. They just want to do You know, they don't want to, you know, go to college. They don't want to get in debt from all that. They just want to be able to go do something, work with their hands. And, you know, I don't know much, you know, Eric wanted to talk about his past and stuff. But, I mean, you see some kids, you know, they're troubled. And then all of a sudden they find something you like to do, and you just watch your whole life just change right in front of them. I mean, Eric is married now. He has two kids. He owns his own house. I mean, a lot has changed with him, you know, since the day I first met him. I mean, he's really changed. And, you know, and as far as Story Hill goes, we're roommates with Story Hill. That's why I knew Eric. Yeah, and then that's when Eric was gonna, you know, he was gonna go be a plumber for a while. Then when Eric is like, and then when he said he wanted to come work for us, I better ask Tom and Jack if this is all right. I don't want any problems. And they said, oh no, absolutely. And it's like, it's a great thing to happen to us. It's a perfect fit. I mean, he just, you know, we found something that, you know, he was doing, I mean, he did great work with them. He learned a lot from Story Hill, learning those stuff. But it turns out that he's, like you said, he's really good at this historic restoration. Like, you know, just looking at problems that nobody wants to do, he just fixes it. Hey. He just works on it, and that's what's great.
Eric, wait till the phone calls you guys get off this show. These projects that nobody can figure out, or companies left and it's half done, and homeowners are all freaked out, because when Bingo says, look, he's the guy that'll do it, you're going to get some phone calls about some projects. And don't be mad at me for that, Eric.
No, I like those projects. I love a challenge. You know, it's a good thing, too. Is once it's done, you know, it takes a lot of weight off people's shoulders. You know, that's a really good feeling for us.
Hey,
I encourage those customers to call us. I feel good about it.
I want to bring up another one down there. We had a thing down here in Caledonia. There was a customer. The story is, you know, the kid got, their 5-year-old kid got cancer, flatlined, and he came back but he just started an addition on his house. The contractor left. It just left. It wouldn't come back because, you know, not naturally the guy, you know, he took every single cent he had in his kid. I don't blame him. I would have done the same thing. Every single cent he had to bring his kid, you know, to keep his kid going. So anyways, I invited Eric to come down here. He's like, oh, what do you got me up to? So I said, come down here. So I made him come in and look at this basement. The guy had an I-beam that was cut wrong. He has just a whole bunch of big mess in his basement. And then I talked Eric into it. And then Eric built a column. We got the thing going. And we helped him build a structure and put it right up into. Actually, Eric even had me help him do the roof Christmas Eve. of a product that we did down here. And that was just another thing where a situation where the guy just, you know, he's just out of money. Nothing he could do. You know, the contractor was helping him, bailed on him. But, you know, I mean, just because, you know, there's no money in there and stuff. But, I mean, Eric put a lot of thing in there, into that project.
Well, I would like to add on to that, too. That wasn't no cakewalk. That was a very unique situation. The old contractors had actually moved the foundation over 4 feet so the roof lines wouldn't line up. And I had to do 4 different pitches on this roof, all in different directions. Oh. It wasn't a cakewalk. It was a very interesting, unique situation.
Eric, how long do you think you were on that project?
I want to say almost a month.
Man, oh man! And at the end of it,
it was just me and a laborer. You know, we're hurting for people. We really are.
Well, and we will always, I think each time we have you guys on, which is every other week, we tell people if you are looking to make a job change, or, you know, you're out of high school now and you're not going to go, or you want to go to college, but you're not sure, you know, you want to start working for a company that it won't be a job, it can be a career like it has been for Eric. Call creativeconstruction.com. Go to that website and reach out to Deb, or reach out to Bingo, reach out to Zach, reach out to Sam or Eric, and just have a conversation of what it would be like for you to start working for Creative Construction Wisconsin. Eric, before we get to a break, what's your wife's name?
Melissa.
I'm sure Melissa's listening. How old are your kids?
My oldest is 2.5. My youngest is 1 year and 1 month.
Man, you're busy.
Yeah, I get no rest. I don't feel like I sleep.
Well, thank God for Melissa.
Right. Well, she's actually a full-time college student and a full-time worker. She does not mess around. She is just as tired as I am.
Well, Melissa, you keep up the good work, and happy 4th of July to you and your kids. Let's get to a break, Eric. I've got a few more questions for you on the other side. He is Eric Mischewski from Creative Construction of Wisconsin. Does great work. And look, we didn't pick any kind of questions that I wanted. He said, just go ahead, throw them my way. I'll be fine. If not, I've got Bingo with me. He'll know the answer. This is the Home Improvement Show, built by Creative Construction of Wisconsin and powered by Kern Electric, only on 1250 AM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Home Improvement Show, built by Creative Construction of Wisconsin and powered by Kern Electric, home of the superhero. I'm Mike McGivern. My co-host is Bingo Emmons. And, man, what a good guest. Eric Mischewski from Creative Construction of Wisconsin has been. First time he's been on the show. And, man, he can come on anytime. Any questions that I have, he's answering like a pro. Hey, Bingo, this time of year where we're getting 90-degree weather, it seems like, you know, a couple of days every week. What does that do to stucco? And does that have effect on people's homes that have stucco?
Yeah, it does. And customers don't understand that for some reason. They understand rain, but we have to treat it like rain did. You can't do stucco when it's, you know, 90 degrees. You know, you ever see houses, they'll create shadow like glass, and everybody's like, well, I don't know what's wrong. You know, that's what happens. It shrinks. It dries too fast. People say, well, you spray with water. Then you got thermodynamic changes. There's a skill in art. Plastic, you know, stucco's been around for hundreds of years. There's the proper way to do it. And I watch people do tuck pointing in the heat and the sun, and our customers get upset because they say, hey, we just can't work on your house. It's too hot. Like, yeah, but you got to get it done. I know, but I mean, because, you know, we're the experts, and we try to tell them, because I learned a long time ago back when I was like Zach's age, but you know, they're just like, I don't care. Just get it done. And I get it done. You get it done, then the house has got these cracks all over it, and they're like, well, you know, then the customer will be like, well, then you shouldn't have done it then if you know it was bad. So now we just do it, whether a customer likes it or not, we do it the proper way.
Yeah, that's smart. Hey, Eric, how much have you gotten involved in stucco and plaster? Have you done much work in that category with Creative Construction?
Well, we're a really good team. I'll go in and I'll do the rough framing if that's required, or the stucco and tutor, or the tutor rather, all the trim work. And I'll scratch it in and base it, and then lately, we've been having Zach come around, or Johnny, or one of the other guys, and they'll do the finish. They'll do the texture, and it's a good dynamic because they're significantly better at it than I am. Not saying I can't do it, but that's almost all they do. And they're just magnificent at it.
Man, if you're going to learn, those are the guys to learn from, right?
Oh, absolutely. If I ever have a question about plaster or stucco, I call Zach immediately.
Hey, when you look back, is there a part of what you did with the plumbing company and what you did with Story Hill Renovations that you don't get a chance to do a whole lot now and you miss, especially, I guess, in the world of plumbing, right?
Well, the plumbing was a great thing. I'm not going to say names, but the company I work for, they just weren't a good fit for me. You know, it was a union company. I'm not anti-union, but I guess I'm anti that plumbing.
Yeah, but the things that you learned, do you miss not being able to do some of that stuff on a day-to-day basis?
I really enjoyed running water lines and doing drains. It was really methodical. You know, there's a good amount of thinking involved, measuring, you know, worrying about the pitch. But overall, I'm a lot happier doing what I'm doing now.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Sometimes it's just not a good fit. Right. And so you kind of move on. I did a lot of that when I was your age. And then I found, got to these radio stations. I've been here almost 20 years now, and it's been a really good fit. And so I know exactly what you're talking about with that. Hey, Bingo, last segment, Eric said, hey, you know, we are looking for some people to join this team. It's still really difficult to find good employees that are going to show up and work hard every day.
Yeah, that's our basic requirement is if you can get to the job and you have a good work attitude, we're willing to train. And actually, remember we were talking about this? We talked about we got an apprentice. And Aaron, we hired a girl. well, I wasn't really sure where she was going to go. And she's actually turned out to be a very good apprentice. I'm really getting excited because I can't wait in a couple of years when I can ever start doing her own jobs. And I'm saying it's a her. And how fast she's learning. And Eric is just, you know, putting her underneath her wing and is just teaching her. And it's just, you know, it's just awesome. And it's not just, you know, Eric. It's all our guys willing to teach. Aaron is doing great at teaching people. You know, we got the youth apprentices that, you know, started almost 3 years ago. It's hard to believe. They're driving company trucks to their own jobs. And 3 years ago, they were just juniors in high school.
Hey,
I mean,
Bingo, I remember when those two guys were hired, because a woman I work with, her daughter went to Maguanago and knew one of these two guys from Whitnall. And I remember you saying, look, they've only been at it for 2 weeks, but it wouldn't surprise me if we're talking about these guys a couple years from now, because they're showing up on time, ready to work. They're working hard all day long and coming back the next day and doing it again. And I remember that. And it's cool that they're still, you know, they're still with you. And now they're driving, you know, their own truck and they're getting after it.
Yeah, it's just awesome to watch people change, watch people just go through it. You know, they're not sure what they want to do in life. They pick something and all of a sudden they go at it. You know, I'm saying they're on Waukesha. They're doing complete stucco job from start to finish. You know, Zach comes by and, you know, make sure, because, you know, we're still got our own company. I'm pretty sure everything's perfect. But Zach's like, I really don't need to go there. I said, I don't care. Go anyways and check. You know, I mean, we still do that. But it's just awesome to watch these people that show up. You know, it's like my nephew just showing up, and within a week he's like doing stuff. It's just so great to watch people. You know, like Eric's got, you know, his protege or whatever, you know, however you want to call her. You know, and just watch him change. Eric's like, okay, I can't wait. Next time we come back to the shop, I want her to do all the finish trim in this part of the thing around the air conditioner and all that kind of stuff. And it's just nice to watch this, how these guys all work together and help each other out.
Creative Construction of Wisconsin. Go to callcreativeconstruction.com. Hey, Eric, man, you did great. Thank you so much for your time, young man.
Absolutely. Anytime.
You got a happy 4th of July to you and your family.
Yeah, you too.
You bet. Hey, Bingo, same thing to you. Have a great 4th.
Yeah, happy 4th of July, and then maybe I'll see you, because we're going to be in the parade in Wauwatosa.
You know what? If you have candy, throw it my way. Throw it my way. This is the Home Improvement Show, built by Creative Construction Wisconsin and powered by Kern Electric, home of the superhero, only on 1250 AM, The Fan.